an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball. Of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Pickleball Chat. I'm Kitty, this is Donna, and we have a very, very special guest with us today. Welcome, Ricky Ricardo Deller. How are you doing?
Good. How's everybody today?
Awesome. Ricky, I wanted to talk to you a little. I want to pepper you with some questions, and I'm sure Donna does too, about the sport of pickleball. But I wanted to start out by asking you your journey, as they call it, if you will, of pickleball, how you started and what brought you to the game.
Who are you?
I was playing with a group of friends, and two of them was about to go into a competition. And I said, you know what, like, let me help you guys prepare for the competition because we just finished playing the game. And then I'm sitting there and I'm teaching them how to prepare for the competition. And then after I finished, my other friend said to me, you know, Ricky, you should take pickleball as a career because the way you just explained this, I took many lessons and many clinics and no one have ever explained it in such details. And said, I was like, are you sure about this? She was like, I am absolutely certain that you'll be a great teacher.
And you are.
So he's a natural.
Yeah.
When was this? How long
that
ago?
That was 2 years ago.
2 years.
Well, that's all.
Well, and I should mention, too, I mean, that really wasn't an adequate introduction because I should have said he's not only a master at the game, but he's a master teacher in Southwest Florida. So I apologize, Ricky.
I'm working towards it.
No, you're good. You're good. You were. What tournament were you most recently in, and how did you come out of that?
I mostly played at Pickleplex Grand Opening,
right,
where me and my partner Drew,
right,
we got gold. And
nice.
Five gold.
Yay. And Drew, he's really coming up in the game, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
So it's funny. I know you do a lot of work with the kids.
Yes.
In the summer. I know I've seen you. When it was one of those bad weekends when Pickleplex was tied up, half the courts are tied up with leagues like they are this week, I wandered over to Cooper to play, and this cutest little girl there, you seen Ricky? Have you seen Ricky? She wanted to play with you, and I thought it was so cute.
Yeah. Where's Ricky?
I did a summer camp for boys and girls, and they were at Cooper's I don't remember the name of the school, but it's right on Cooper, this little school, and we did a summer camp. And those two girls are sisters. They were part of that summer camp. And since then, they are my adopted daughters.
So they follow you everywhere.
They follow me everywhere. They will go to Cooper, and they will sit there until I show up.
They know that you'll eventually be at Cooper. Because really, Ricky plays at a lot of different venues in Southwest Florida, not only teaching but in tournaments. I know you're doing some work now at Burnt Storm Arena.
Yes.
You're teaching there, and also at Cooper, and also at Gilcrest, and also at the Pickleplex. So
I have all year round trouble kids at Compass Center, and that's all year round every Thursday.
Oh wow! You
and
play
then
with those
over the summer. Then I do boys and girls and other group of kids also.
So you're telling me you started playing pickleball 2 years ago?
No. I started playing pickleball 4 years ago.
Wow.
I started teaching pickleball.
Okay. Well, how did you start playing?
I was walking to Gilcrest, and I go there. So at that time, I was going there every morning for devotion right before I dropped my daughter to school. And while I was there, I hear the sound of pickleball, you know, going back and forth. And then I hear a bunch of people laughing and then yelling three numbers and laughing. So I went closer to understand how they're counting the points, and then somebody invited me in.
Nice.
And we went to play. So we hitting, I didn't know nothing about pickleball, so we hitting the ball, and he said, let's play a game. And we won the first game, won the second game, and then he said to me, Ricky, would you like to play a tournament with me?
Wow, like, wow, Ricky, you are natural. About
the game. And he's like, don't worry, I can see the skills on there.
Wow. Now, when you're teaching, do you ever run across players like that? I would have a suspicion Drew is one. Where you're teaching and you're like, oh yeah, this person's got it, they're going to be good.
I actually, one of my very good friend, Julie Heitman, she's right now playing 5-0, 4-5, ladies, and she was at Gilchrist one time, and she's sitting down on the bench. And then I said, do you play pickleball? She said, no, I never played. And then I just dropped my paddle on her lap, and I said, well, it's your turn to get in. You know. And then she got up, she started playing, and right away, she was a natural. And wow. I said to the same thing Johnny said to me. I said, would you like to play a tournament with me? She was that good on her first day.
Wow. I love it. Pickleball, I was given back like that. You know, what goes around comes around.
So as far as our listeners go, if someone wanted to reach out to you to have a lesson, I know you do a lot of those, what would you recommend the way they reach you?
They can call me, or they can look right on Peace River Picklers website. My number is listed on there, and they can give me a call, and we can set up an appointment.
Yeah, I think they have it under lessons, and then they have private lessons,
yes.
And you're under there.
Yes.
Definitely. So have you ever found somebody you can't teach?
I've never found somebody that I can teach. I had many students. In fact, like, the more difficult a person is, the more I enjoy, because it's not, teaching is just like teaching kids. So I used to work with kids with autism, and when you're teaching them when you're teaching them a skills, you first have to do the motor skill first. You have to teach them the motor skills. So not everybody come from a sporting background where they play a sport. So therefore you have to teach them the motor skills, then teach them pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have a couple of clients that other teachers had tell them, like, they should not really play pickleball, and now they're playing awesome pickleball.
Give it up, they tell them. Nice. Nice teacher, right? What about attitude? Do you ever get somebody who has a really bad attitude that you can't deal with? Or?
Not with me. Not in pickleball.
That's good.
I don't have a demeanor where a person's attitude would bother me. Neither do I have a demeanor where I present myself in a way where we would have a conflict and attitude, you know.
Yeah.
So when I'm teaching a person and they cannot get it, they get frustrated.
Right.
It's pretty much my job to calm them down, to make them understand that what they're doing is new, and give it a try, give it a chance, and then they will see the result within minutes.
So what would you say for a beginner, one of the most difficult skill sets to learn is... Like, when they come to see you and they're just learning, what is there common, like?
It's everybody have come with a different background, like I said, and once they learn the pickleball technique, the way to hit the ball, I think it's the same for everybody. I think everybody. I mean, some people progress faster than others,
right, yeah.
But overall, like the main technique, once they have the main technique, they are. You know, go out there. But I think for most people, the two most common things that prevent them from excelling in pickleball, it's the same thing that prevent everybody from excelling at anything we do, and that's doubt and fear.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, if you doubt yourself, you doubt what you're capable of doing, then of course it's going to keep you from progressing. Mm-hmm. But if you fear that you're going to, I don't want to go out there because I'm afraid of how people are going to judge me, or I look stupid, or anything like that. That will also prevent you from excelling. But once you accept yourself for who you are, just enjoy the game, then you can excel.
Yeah. Well, that makes you looser, too, you know?
Correct.
I think.
Correct.
If you're just enjoying the game. I know that when I find myself getting in my head, it ruins my game.
Yes.
I know. It's so hard for me to calm her down, too.
Right.
We played in a tournament together, and it was actually...
Me and you? Yes, what tournament
did
we play?
It was actually
in?
A fundraiser,
oh,
remember?
Oh, that's not a tournament. Yes.
But it was still a competitive play.
Yeah, right.
And it was funny. She gets so upset with herself, and she's her worst enemy.
She is.
I'm like, just relax.
Kitty is a perfectionist, so yeah. if she gets it, she's really happy, and she'll excel really fast.
Yeah.
But if she finds herself difficult in a difficult situation, she gets so tense on herself.
Yeah.
But overall, she came to the game with some unique skill set. So I thought she progressed pretty well.
Thank you, Ricky. So there.
I never doubted the skill sets.
No, but I know. But I think I'm getting better at that. I think I'm getting better at leaving.
I always advise my clients to play a tournament because it's such a self-management to put yourself in a situation that force you to be under pressure, that force
right.
you to be, you know, perfect in every way. And so that pressure, once you can manage that pressure, other pressures in life become like so simple.
Well, that's interesting because I've always taken the approach, and Kitty and I are from very opposite ends of the spectrum as far as competitive play goes. She enjoys it and I think thrives under it. And I'm exactly the opposite. I didn't relate it to life. I was actually relating it to having fun. And some people just can't have fun when they're competing. They're just so uptight.
Yeah.
And so I don't enjoy playing with people when they feel that way, you know, because then it's like, it affects me
yeah.
seeing them be upset or.
Yeah, I know it does. I know it bothered you more than me when I would be like, ugh,
yeah,
when I'd get angry at myself. But I really think I'm improving on that. I really do. Maybe you haven't
Good.
Seen
I'll
it.
Have to, I'll have to pay closer attention. I'm yeah. sure you are.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying.
When it comes to competition, like I think everybody look at competition different. Some people would say, you know what, Ricky, I don't care. I don't care if I win or lose.
Yeah.
But then when you see them out there, they're diving. They like,
oh, yeah.
So they
me.
Do care.
Yeah, they do care.
Just,
yeah.
Like Dana just said, like, you know, I don't think I'm competitive, but I watch Dana play. She's very competitive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When she go out there, she's all
yeah,
in.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Well, it's kind of a paradox because you want to win and you want to be competitive, but in order to do that, you have to be very loose.
Correct.
And easy.
Correct. And really,
you know?
Like, what it is, it's learning how to take out some of the pressure on yourself. So when I go to tournaments, like, I'll just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when the pressure comes, I just breathe in, breathe out,
yeah.
and let it go that way. Or
yeah.
even in the first few minutes of the game, every time I'm hitting a ball, I breathe out. That way you stay relaxed. When you're breathing and breathing out, you stay relaxed. What happened is a lot of people, when they go in tournament, they hold their breath. And
yeah.
so, therefore, they become short of breath really quickly. And then they get overheated. Then everything comes so fast.
Sure.
Then they become impatient at
yeah.
times.
Yeah. You play down south, too. You play in Bonita and Naples, don't you?
I play in Bonita. I play in Naples. I play in Plantation, Davie.
Nice.
Yeah, I try to play as much as I can.
How many hours a day are is your life in your life let's say what's Do a typical day
before?
For Ricky
I get long days so
yeah
oh my god trying to book him for this
I know
was terrible
I know
I leave my house at 7:30 in the morning and I finish sometimes at 7 most of the time I finish at 5 but at times I finish at 7
and that's just teaching or teaching and
just
playing?
Teaching and then at 7 that's when I go play and I play until like 9 or 8:30 only because, I mean, I'm terrible when I'm playing at night because my day is so long. And so by the time
think.
I get
yeah,
to play at
tired.
Night, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You
so,
must be in the
yes.
sun all day like
oh.
that.
Yes.
I was it's out rough. There today. I went out early, 7 a.m., which I never do, to get a little time in because they're going to take the back courts.
Yeah,
at Pickleplex.
All the back were full.
And I end up playing until like 10:30, but I'll tell you, I feel it all over tonight. I'm
yeah.
like sore.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a long time. But how long was the wait today at Pickleplex?
It got long as it
yeah.
approached 9 o'clock and those
yeah.
back courts filled up.
Right.
It, you know, they were probably 7-8 paddles deep.
Yeah.
My mom loved the fact that I play pickleball, but she hates the fact that I'm in the sun.
I bet.
Because
oh, yeah,
every time she
so
see
bad.
Me, every time she see me, she's like, how do you get so dark?
Yeah. Yeah. The sun.
The
exactly.
sun. The sun.
Exactly. And, you know, not everyone wears sunscreen out there, which I think is silly.
Sunscreen burn me. If
oh.
I put sunscreen on my face and then I stay in the sun for, like, the amount of
really?
Hours I stand in the sun, then my face get burned.
the sunscreen's hard because it sweats off
it
you.
It does, and it
and
gets
then it
in
gets
your
in
eyes.
Your eyes, and it's so awful. If you get out early and get just a, you know, if you get out there at 7, it's dark. The lights are on,
right.
And then it starts getting light, and so it stays cool. I really think that's the thing to do is get out early and get off early. I know you don't have that opportunity when you're training all day. But
when do you have your coffee? I know you're a coffee drinker.
I know, that's why this morning followed me all up. But my friend Jan has friends here from South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to play.
Oh.
And when you're playing with beginners, you want to try to, actually, Jan's progressing, but her friend from South Dakota is a pretty avid player. No, she's a pretty avid player, but we wanted to still play talking about the skills and not feeling pressure.
Pressured. Right.
Yeah. So getting there early helped us accomplish that.
Yeah.
It does. And I think the players that play early morning are more relaxed also.
Mm-hmm.
They're going there just to play. They don't have like a specific goal in mind.
Yeah, true.
Players that go later looking for competition. So, so they go there with the intention to kill.
And they're looking for certain players.
They're looking for certain players to have that level of competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's some serious players there.
We were
What I love, though, for those people that do like to play seriously, they have those two courts set up just for...
Right, challenge courts.
Challenging. I like that. So they... Even going there just to watch sometimes.
I like watching the
play,
challenge court. It's fun. You pick up stuff.
It's really. I love the Picoplex as well as I love Gilchrist. Both of them have, you know, something different that brings to the community. Although I thought Gilchrist kept the community closer.
Yeah.
When you're playing at Picoplex, sometimes I don't know who's playing on the other side.
Right.
While at Gilchrist, like, everybody kind of sit in the under the same tree.
There was more community at Gilchrist.
Yeah, and there was more shade.
Correct.
And it's
natural
beautiful.
Shade.
It's beautiful.
Right, we miss Gilchrist. And
the river view.
It's really crowded again now that it's season. I think there's a whole different group of players that goes.
I'll tell you what, we are so lucky to have Picoplex here, right here in our community. I mean, so many times I'm reminded of that by people that come from out of state. Again, these friends from South Dakota, they're like, we play in a church in the winter.
Yeah, right.
Because there's nowhere to play.
Right.
We have this wonderful complex. It's only growing and, you know, it's going to be bigger and better. It's just, we are so lucky to have this.
Correct.
Punta Gorda.
I mean, like, to me, I live here for like 7 years, and to me, my journey didn't start until I started playing pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Because I probably knew 5 people in Punta Gorda. Now I probably know over 2,000 in Punta Gorda.
Yeah, I met a lot of people too.
Really, like, it really brings the community together. Like there's nothing else. You know, like, you can go to restaurants. So there's people that have favorite restaurants downtown, and they will always go to that favorite restaurant. But at some point, everybody that plays pickleball meets. I went to play a tournament last year in Atlanta. So I'm going to Atlanta. My brother lives in Atlanta. And so I'm on my way there, and I'm thinking, I probably don't know anybody there, so I'm just going to go and play my game. And I got there. I knew over 200 people there.
So there was a shirt that this woman from South Dakota was wearing today, and I thought it said all. If you add a community in there, it's the same idea, but it says, it's a circle of all kinds of people holding hands, and it says, if it wasn't for pickleball, I would have never met you and you and you and you and you and you.
Right.
And
that is so funny.
It's community. Isn't that an awesome, like, go to house?
I like it.
There's a couple of things that happen in pickleball that I always think about how blessed we are just to be in the pickleball community, because when Mary's husband died last year and she was out of town, and she came, there was over 150 pickleball players waiting on the court for her to show up to welcome her back home. You know, and that always stays in my mind, because
family.
It's just like family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people really care. They really love each other. They really like there for you when you need it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, has a lot of far-reaching effects. The game that aren't just like getting out and having fun and playing a sport.
I'll tell you, it's really changed my life here since I moved.
Mine
being
too.
Being from New Hampshire, a stranger to the community, not really knowing anybody, it's opened up a world for me.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a little exercise, which is something been long needed.
I mean, like, my boss is 86, and he's still playing pickleball. That's, like, amazing
wow,
to me. Every
that
time
is,
I go out there
I
and I see him, and he's playing competition, so it's amazing.
So I can't believe sometimes the people that we play with, like Jim.
Yeah, he's
80-something. He's 80 years old, and you wouldn't know it if he didn't tell you.
Correct.
It's crazy, and they're out there playing. I mean,
I know.
That is so awesome.
It is.
It's just great.
It is.
It
stay young at heart. It sure does.
And even with the kids I work, they trouble kids, but I tell you, like, just playing pickleball give them such high self-esteem that they didn't have walking in. It's just great. It's just great.
I bet. That's a wonderful thing to see.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot even, like, explain to you what it makes, what it brings to me or make me feel like when I see them leaving and saying, Mr. Ricky, I'm looking forward to play pickleball in my community, or thank you for bringing pickleball to us during our time here. So
wait at the court for you all day. Where's Ricky?
Yes.
Have you seen Ricky? Where's Ricky? And I bet you're a lot busier in the season, too.
In season, I'm very busy.
Yeah.
I'm very busy.
Well, thanks for coming on our show, Ricky. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you
and,
for having me on
I will
the show.
Definitely see you on the courts. Donna, when are you going to take a lesson from Ricky?
She's so busy. She tried many times. She's like, Ricky, I'm going to call you this week. And then she left town, and then she got on her motorcycle. Boom, she goes.
Boom, boom, boom. Bye, Dee Dee. Well, thanks a lot. And it was great talking to you, Ricky, as always.
Pleasure.
Until the next time, Pickleball World, bye-bye.